Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. See the little box up there? Every box of raisins is a tragic story of grapes that could have been wine. I like that. Do you like wine? Yeah, I like wine. Somebody said that real enthusiastically. Wine is good medicine. Medical reports always tell us of the benefits of drinking wine in proper amounts, as that being good and healthy for us. But do you know what makes healthy wine? Good grapes. Do you know what makes good grapes? Healthy vines. Do you know what makes healthy vines? Good roots. There you go. When a vine is planted in soil that nourishes a good root structure, you get grapes. Grapes that produce good wine, which is healthy for you. That root structure, that's a blessing to the wine. Now, speaking of a good root structure, there was a news article a while back about former Senator George Allen from Virginia. He had disclosed that his maternal grandfather is Jewish. Now, the reason this became a story is because Allen seemed to be unaware of that in his last campaign when a reporter asked him about it. Since then, it has come to light that his mother had been sworn to secrecy before the campaign regarding his Jewish heritage. Now, Rabbi Ephraim Mintz confirmed that Allen was invited to deliver the keynote address to about 600 people who were attending the National Jewish Retreat in Reston, Virginia. The rabbi said this: George Allen is interesting to the American Jewish community, especially because of his discovery late in life of his Jewish ancestry. Now, the reason why I bring this up, and why I wanted to bring this up, is because that we too, like Allen, we share a Jewish ancestry. Our roots as Christians are also Jewish, and we need to be clear about that. Now, in the epistle lesson today, written to Jewish Christians in the first century, and that's why it's called the book of Hebrews, thank you. Yes, that's why it's called the book of Hebrews. We learn there about some of the God-given roots of our sacraments. We see that both baptism and communion have a Hebrew or Jewish heritage. Read with me again. I think I've got it up there. Yeah, read with me again those verses 28 and 29. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. We see that in their passing through the waters of the Red Sea, the Jewish nation went through a baptism of God's grace. By passing through the sea, by going under those waters, so to speak, they came through on the other side only by the grace of God. That baptism saved them. Like our baptisms remind us that we too are saved by God's grace alone. And yet in the gospel lesson, Jesus speaks of the baptism that he was still to go through. It is a baptism mixed with fire, as spoken of both in the gospel lesson and in the Old Testament lesson. In the Old Testament lesson there, it says, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces?" And the cross upon which Jesus died, that is the hammer that breaks apart the sin that seeks to trap us under its crushing weight. Jesus endured that cross in our place. It's so easy to hear that. But if we reject that, if we refuse to acknowledge that in His name alone we are redeemed, then we remain. We remain under that same crushing weight of God's righteous anger. And so His baptism, Jesus' baptism of death, was filled with all of the wrath of God in it, so that we may indeed have a baptism unto life in His name. And here now our Jewish roots are exposed, because it's in the Passover that's spoken of there in that lesson in Hebrews, that the blood of the Lamb was sacrificed so the children of the Hebrews would be passed over on the night that the destroyer came through Egypt. That's a blessing for us, since it is in the shed blood of Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, that we partake of in the sacrament, that we are spared from the death that we deserved because of our sin. Sacraments are the core blessing for us. Our joy comes from them. They're like the roots of a grapevine. They give us, who are the branches, they give us our foundation. Those roots nourish us, and they feed us with the food of God. They are our root blessing. And as we've pointed out already, the sacraments are Jewish as well. That is, by being Hebrew in nature, the sacraments are a both-and sort of thing. They are not an either-or. They are both an end in themselves, and they are a means to an end. They're an end in themselves in that they do indeed deliver to each person who receives them, they deliver God's grace. That cannot be overstated. God touches each of us in an uncommon way with common things. But the sacraments also, in addition to standing alone, the sacraments are a means to an end. Think of the sacraments like this. While they're made of common and ordinary elements, they deliver God's extraordinary heavenly grace and the promise of God to us. So, with and by God's word, the sacraments stand as the means by which God delivers to us His full and His free pardon for our sin. In that way, they are both Jewish earthly and heavenly at the same time. Now, in dying on the cross and rising to new life, Jesus won for us there pardon. He won for us redemption, the forgiveness of all our sin. And sacraments are the means Christ uses to deliver that redeeming gift to each of us. Now, along with this, we use them to guide us, and they strengthen us daily. Again, like a grapevine, we're given nourishment for our daily growth by the sacraments. So while they deliver to us security, that is, the foundation of our heavenly future, the future, they are also for us a root and a guide for all that we do each and every day, each and every moment. Now, we're never far from our baptism. Each day, as we repent of our sins, God's baptismal grace touches us and reminds us that we are His own child. Having gone through the waters of baptism, we're made clean as we repent of our sins by the promise that forgiveness is ours. And we then live each day in that grace and mercy that is given to us at the font. And communion ties us regularly to the death and the resurrection of Christ so that we remain grounded in Him. Again, like a grapevine that has its roots well grounded. That's what we learn in today's epistle lesson. Our grounding is both Jewish earthly and heavenly. Our roots are planted in Jewish and heavenly soil. Now, one of my favorite movie scenes kind of helps to illustrate all of this. There's a man who makes wine, and he gives a glass of wine to a girl, and he asks her to describe it. She yammers on about it being somewhat bold and fruity and all of that kind of stuff, but she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about. Well, he takes out a box, and in that box it has vials that have various herbs and other things like rosemary and mushroom and currants and things like that. They're all things that grow in the soil around a vineyard. Now, after explaining this to her, he then opens each vial and he has the girl sniff what's inside each vial. And then he gives her back the glass of wine. And now, as she smells it, she begins to understand. She understands that the wine's aroma and the wine's flavor is influenced by the soil in which the roots of the vine that grew the grapes that made the wine. We are like that wine. We take in from the ground where we're planted the influence, the flavor, and the character of the soil. Our soil is what? It is both Jewish and heavenly. In the epistle lesson, we learn that among other influences from the Old Testament, baptism and communion have their background in the Passover, in the Exodus story. It's enough today to see what Jesus Christ has done for us, scorning the shame of the cross, and what He bestows on us through the sacraments, which carry a Jewish flavor, our Jewish earthly roots. We are tied to those roots, and we take in the aroma of the Passover meal when we come to communion. And we are rooted to heaven as well. We have the nourishment of the grace of God through these sacraments that He has given to us. In baptism, the Word of God pours life into that water so that we are changed. And any time that we come to communion, bear in mind that we are being fed with heavenly food. The common earthly things of water, bread, and wine are made uncommon and are made holy by the Word of God. As such, our roots are strengthened as we run the course through this life that is laid out for us in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. May the Word